is Dan.
Dan Rusinowski, the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, and they say the Sharks can't win on the road.
Of course we can win on the road, Joey. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. Explain to us how a 7-3 score happened. How did it go down? I listened to the game. I just want to hear it again.
Well, they fell behind 2-0 in the first 3.5 minutes of the game, and you know that Chicago is a pretty emotional city, and I don't care if they're in first place or last place. That place was really electrifying, and it looked as if the Sharks were in real trouble. Just things were not going well. They didn't seem to be prepared to play in the first period.
The United Center is not welcoming for a visiting team at all.
Well, no, and you know what else? I think they adjusted to the time. You know, one of those stories where, hey, the game's at 7 o'clock. Well, it's 7 o'clock, I guess you could say Pacific time, which means they kicked in about 6:30 Central. So it was crazy how they adjusted to the time, came out and blew them out in the third period. It was really something to see. And one of the cool things is that 7 different players scored a goal in that game. And that hasn't happened in a while. I know it happened last year against Anaheim in the playoffs, but in the regular season, it's been a few years since 7 different players scored a goal for the Sharks in a game.
What are we doing next, Dan?
Well, we've got the Minnesota Wild, and so we've got the red carpet and the parade out for Brett Hedekin, who's a St. Paul, Minnesota native, and he's, I'm sure, holding court even as we speak with members of the local media to talk about what's going on with the Sharks and visiting with family and everything else. But this is a Wild team that gives the Sharks trouble. They're a team that has talent. They've got Eric Staal on the team. They've got former Shark Alex Stalock, who's always interesting to see, and Eric Fair, who was a valuable member of the team last year playing on this club. So you throw in people like Zach Parise and Ryan Suter, and you've got a team that has some star-studded players, not that different than some of the other clubs the Sharks have been playing. So important. The Sharks need to stay with it and make sure that they are in the hunt in terms of the top three in the Pacific Division. And the only way to do that, the way things are going now, Joey, is to keep winning.
Can't wait to hear the game. You're going to hear it right here on the radio flagship home of the San Jose Sharks, 98.5 KFOX, with the voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. Thanks, man.
I appreciate it, Joey. See you later.